B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. They hating. Trying to catch me riding dirty. Yo, it's pretty wild, B. After today, we're halfway home on fan practices.
Yeah.
I have six of them. Three of them are in the jar.
It's fan practices are a little bit easier for you than it is for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, undoubtedly. I did, however, see you talk your way into pulling all the way up to park today.
I do it every day. Every day I've been here, you see my car in the same spot.
Dog, I just park out there. I just don't feel like it. I'm just like,
I've already told you. Like, I roll in, and because they always trying to send you to the back. I just say, no, I'm with the media. I'm going to go up front because they got spots up there. And you say, oh, okay. And I just ride on up, and I find a spot.
I've just been parking in the back and walking. Bro. My car is way back there.
Too far.
It's crazy, dude. We're a week into camp already.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so there's practice Thursday with
JB,
fans.
That's football in 2 days.
I know.
Let's be real.
You excited to watch the Hall of Fame game?
I want to hear the speeches and things of that nature.
When, that stuff's Friday night? The game's Thursday night?
I don't know the exact time, but I'll be trying to look for that.
I mean, we'll be in New England next week. Busy, busy time, man. You know what I was realizing, though, because the first couple months of this schedule is a ton of travel. I mean, think about three of the first four are on the road. A Thursday nighter, then Atlanta. I'm sorry, three of the first five, then the Chargers. But after Madrid, the farthest travel is Minnesota, and the last four games, the farthest we go is Philly.
Look at what you said. You said after Madrid.
Yeah.
Okay. Madrid is going to be enough for like 4 weeks.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Speaking of football, I got to talk to Commander Safety Quan Martin. I think Quan could really be in a breakout year situation. He's really good. He's looked really good out here. Here we go. Me and Quan. Always a pleasure to get to talk to Commander Safety Quan Martin. Thank you for the time. Plenty of football I want to ask you about, but you just told me you just got engaged.
Yeah.
How'd it go down?
We went out to Carousel.
Okay.
It's like a Caribbean island. We spent like 5 days out there, and I had been planning it for a while. Had the ring made. It was at the house for like 5 days. Took the trip. I coordinated with the salespeople at the resort that we stayed at, and you know, just did a little engagement on the beach.
So did you fly down with the ring?
Yeah.
Where do you put it?
It was in my backpack. And we was kind of sharing the backpack, so like anytime she needed it, I was like, oh, like let me see what you need. Like, but it was nice.
Any dicey moments where you just like hanging on to the backpack, not letting her have it?
Pretty much the whole way there.
I bet.
Yeah, the whole way there.
Did you do one knee?
Yeah. Awesome. You gotta get down on knee.
Got to. I did it.
Yeah.
When we got engaged, my wife loves Christmas, and we did it at the White House Christmas tree.
Okay.
This is a lot of years ago.
Yeah.
And I was shocked how crowded it was because I'm an idiot. And I, like, freaked out.
Yeah.
She's like, are you okay? I was like, I'm going to be fine.
Everybody probably watching.
Yes, yeah. Dude. It's a weird moment, man. But congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Considering what enormous step that is in your life, what is it like to then come back and just, here comes training camp?
Man, it's awesome, man. Just to have that and do it and have that taken care of, man, and just come in here like worry-free, just worry about football, honestly.
How much has your game progressed over the seasons now?
I think a whole lot, man. I think it kind of showed last year as the season went on. I just felt more comfortable in the defense, more comfortable in the system, and just trying to find my way within the defense and be able to make plays.
Seems like throughout camp here, you've been making plays almost every day. You had one today, and seems like the DBs are flying around. What do you think about the DB room and just kind of the back end of this defense going into this year?
I think we got a really solid group, man, from outside to inside to our safeties, man. It's a really solid group. And everybody is a playmaker. Everybody gets their hand on the ball, just looking to make plays, man. And I think we all really complement each other.
What's it like for you when they tell you, oh, by the way, we just added Von Miller?
Man, it was
a big name.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, the name itself just carries so much weight, man. And I think he will really help us on the D-line and just affecting the quarterback. And I think that's where a lot of them, like, overthrows, bad balls, tip balls, and everything comes into play. So I love it, man. It really just opens up a lot for me.
You and Chin really kind of took over and played darn near every snap down the stretch. Obviously, he's gone. Maybe Will Harris fills that role. There's other candidates, too. How hard is that to adapt to a new kind of, you know, the other safety to you?
It hasn't been hard at all, man. Will's been a great guy since he came in the building. Just open, speak, you know, whatever he knows, just give you knowledge, give you game. And he knows football, man. So just being able to bond and connect with him throughout OTAs and now through camp, really my first time getting on the field with him during camp. So just growing and learning and just understanding each other's game.
If it all breaks right and it's Trey, Mikey, Lattimore, what do you think of that kind of as your starting corners?
I mean, whoever we put out there, honestly, I think do us justice, man. And I think everybody, and Coach Witt talks about, like, just rolling with a deep crew, man. I think we got guys who can come in off the bench and make plays, man. So it's not even, like, who's out there. It's more like the defense, our standard, and guys just willing to go out there and do whatever it is to help the team.
I think the play in the Detroit game puts you on, like, a national map. I think a lot more people started paying attention. Do you set personal goals going into a season?
Yeah, I do. Just being able to have something to look forward to, and even if it's, like, week by week, half the season to the second half, like, whatever it may be, man, just having something to work towards, look forward to, and you know, just knowing why you're here and just continuing to work, just having something that drives you.
And then getting that taste of playoff success, what does that do for this team's drive going this year?
Honestly, I think it just makes us a lot more hungrier, man. We got real close last year, and so I think the standard is super high. Like, that's the standard. And I think everybody's bought in, man, and everybody knows what to expect, what's the standard. So I think we just gonna keep working, man, and just keep growing and bonding more as a team. And, you know, I think it'll take us where we want to go.
Thank you for the time, man.
Appreciate it.
Quan Martin, Commander Safety. B, what do you think of Quan? What do you think he could move forward like this year?
I think the sky's the limit. I think I look at him last year. The guy played with an injured shoulder the whole year, and he improved all year. He was solid for him. And I think without that shoulder, he can be a little bit more aggressive. Last year, he had to watch that. You know, we didn't find out to the end of the season he had the shoulder injury.
Right. And we didn't find out till after the draft.
And he was playing that well, you know, and then you watch him. I liken Quan a lot to, like, Mikey because, you know, a lot of these guys just want to improve physically. These guys, he's a mental guy out there, too, and I think that makes the game a lot easier for you. When you don't have to think about it, you know it. You know what I mean? And I've been impressed by him a good bit. I've become cool with his dad, so I've started watching him more closely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that dude was making improvements, drastic improvements early on. But I think we were so caught up in watching Chin and people like that, we didn't notice how good he was playing. But if you look at him down the stretch, even in pro, he started making plays.
Dude, in the playoffs, I mean, the pick six against Detroit, you heard us talk about it there, was I think Quan could really be in a great situation. And generally, you know, the guys that are going to get more guys from good teams get Pro Bowl consideration or get more national conversation. Mm-hmm. And I think the way this team is tracking, a guy like Quan, if he makes a couple plays in the regular season, could really change a bunch of stuff.
Totally, totally.
And now this team is good and people are talking about them and they're going to be on primetime games all the time. You know what I mean? And it changes the scenario for these young guys as far as who is on the radar making moves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is really pretty exciting. And he's just a guy I root for. Like, I've known him since a rookie. Remember Ron wouldn't play him at first? Like,
we found out he was doing a lot of things that wouldn't make no sense, but okay.
Right. That is definitely true. I think that DB group, to me, seems pretty damn legit. And I am I'm really excited to see if that's the case, and we'll find out. What do you think for Drake May in year two? Our focus is on Jaden, obviously, but You know, May showed some good flashes.
He showed some good flashes, but I think the people around him has to be better. They have to have better offensive weapons around him for him to be able to grow. He did show he was mobile. I still believe Jaden was the better quarterback before the draft and even after the draft. But I still think that Drake can be a guy who can be very, very solid if they started putting the right pieces around him.
Yeah.
See, the thing that scares me with a guy like him. Now, Dan Quinn has been in this thing before. He's a little different. Also, Vrabel has been in it before, too. But still, Vrabel is more, I'm all defensive-minded. Does that defensive-minded coach truly helps out? And if Vrabel, since he played and won, does he get more credit and more respect from Kraft to where he can dictate what's happening more than the GM does? Because the GM that drafted that quarterback would want to make sure they keep having him out. But if the head coach wants to get the defense better, because that's his side of the ball, you know, you can have some issues there. But Dan Quinn, you notice, doesn't worry about that. He went and hired him, a former head coach, and say, run my offense.
Yeah. Who is running offense for the Patriots? Did they bring Josh McDaniels back?
I believe they did.
Do you think?
Will Josh McDaniel respect Vrabel like he did Belichick?
I imagine if they're bringing him back, I mean, think him and Vrabel must know each other.
Of course he knows him. He was there forever.
Right. If he's bringing him back, I imagine he thinks he's the right guy. But McDaniels, in various spots, has looked like just such a jerk. But in New York, I'm sorry, in New England, rather, it has seemed to go well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but Tom Brady's a big part of that thing going well, right?
Yeah.
Tom made a lot of people look good.
Right. I'm excited to see Quan this year. He looks good. He's running healthy. The shoulder stuff, I mean, all of it, man, mm-hmm. it looks a lot different. I was thinking be close out today's show because they've done three straight days of fans. Yep. Fans have been here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tomorrow's an off day. The boys get to be in the air-conditioned studio, thank God. I was thinking to open these phone lines up and let fans just tell us how it's been out here. Because, I mean, the amount of people that come up to us are like, love the show, listen every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're driving home right now, hit us up.
Kid tell me that this morning. I say, dude, how old are you?
Shouldn't
you
be in 10. School?
Shouldn't you? You ain't listening every day. And if you are, I got to talk to your parents then.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I'm curious how this has been for fans. Let us know how it's been for you, if you've been enjoying it. I think, personally, it's been without a hitch. Like,
I haven't, yeah, like Jeff said earlier, things seem to be running very smoothly. And it's all around this thing, man. And, you know, because like, I've gotten a chance to know a lot of people that works behind the scenes and do
sure.
different things,
yeah.
from the security people all the way through. They don't seem to be having a lot of problems. And I remember the one young lady, and I might have said her name, but anyway, she told me and Santana, we were leaving from Cleveland, and Cincinnati, and we were up very early, and we were about to get a car. She said, y'all can ride with me. I'm like, nah, we don't want to bother you. You know, she's like, no, we're family. Okay, it ain't like it was before. Everybody is working for the same goal. You all the family getting this car, let's go. And we rolled to the airport with her. And our conversation, I am watching everything she said come to fruition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you talk to people and deal with people, you know, it's a total different vibe, man, than what it was before. And for me, I think fans can feel that even oozing out like I feel it. Because I'm telling you, I can tell you from years beyond, I will tell you, it was a bunch of BS.
Totally. I mean, remember the picture Nikki tweeted out a couple years ago of just one folding chair and the sidelines being empty at camp on a fan day? I think one thing they've done really smart, listen, being good on the field is what will drive the bus all the time.
That did it.
Being good on the field with a star quarterback is going to drive the bus that much further and faster.
Yeah.
I also think scarcity of the product is good. And I know fans want more fan days out here, but having six, which is – there are teams that only – the Eagles only do one. There's plenty of teams that only do two or three. Six is about middle of the road in the NFL. It creates real demand.
Yeah.
And I think that has value because the people that come out here are excited. And they can't wait. And these kids are excited. The only thing I've noticed, and this is not the organization, I would actually say the security folks that are working out here have been trying like crazy to prevent this. But they have this area called the kid zone, right?
Keep the adults out of it.
And they have areas that are just for kids to get autographs. These adults got to chill out, man.
Yeah,
can't be pushing up on little kids. Like,
they got me today. I said, listen, I'm gonna start on this end, and I'm gonna work all the way to the other end. And it was constantly adults coming on the backside. Can you sign it? I said, I'm going this way. And I heard one lady say, "He told you, you're damn straight." I mean, I'm trying to make it easier so everybody can get the autograph. I'm trying to make it easier for me too, so I can continue working down and I can roll on and get to the field, because I don't want to keep turning around, going for it, going back, going for it. I want to sign because I believe in doing that, and then I'm gonna get to the field so I can do my job. I gotta know what the hell I'm talking about,
right?
So
dude, they got me, and I'm like, are you sure you want me to sign? I signed a lot for the kid zone today.
You're supposed to, JP.
I'm happy to. I just, Brian, you played football, you have a Super
it don't
Bowl
make
ring.
A difference. They see you on TV.
I'm always
you
amazed
are
by
not it. You're not the big ear blogger to them. You are the you are Mr. All Ears.
I'm always happy to do it. It's an honor. It just
what if the kids start calling you Mr. All Ears?
Oh boy, I get some all ears shouts from
we
the,
have a
from
job
the crowd.
To do. All kids must know this is Mr. All Ears.
All right, we're taking your calls next. 800-636-1067. Have you been out to camp? Are you coming out to camp? What are the practices been like? You been enjoying it? I think the only real complaint would be the heat, and they're doing everything they can. But let me tell you, you can't control the weather unless you got a root system.
Yep.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan. I want to talk to some of the fans that have been out here or coming out here, just kind of what the experience has been like. I think folks have been really enjoying themselves. Let's get to the phone lines. Let's start with Larry's in Waldorf.
What
Larry.
Up, Larry?
What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, you guys? What's up, B. Mitch? Hey, I wanted to say is a little bit different than what you're talking about. I just want to say I've been going to camp since the Carlisle days, and I was unable to get tickets this year, and it encourages me that there's so much excitement in this team that a diehard fan like me can't even get into camp. And I was even looking at the opening day tickets and just even the nosebleed sections. Like, it's hard to get tickets right now. And it encourages me.
Yeah, man, there's real buzz for this team. I had some friends here. Dave Duber was here today. Evan Harris was here. I went and talked to them.
Dude.
Our guys from Oarsman were here. Shout out to Jaime and Garv. And I
had some O'Keefe folks over here today too.
Yeah. And I thanks for the call, Larry. A lot of those guys were saying it was hard to get tickets, man. Like, yeah. There was serious demand. I think a dude like Tailgate Ted's had trouble. And that's a dude that has had tickets for a while. And sometimes with stuff like
Ted
this.
Ted's in high demand, man. Ted's standing behind
Ted
the man.
Running for –
yeah, Ted, what the hell Ted talking about? Ted get what he wants.
Mitch told me that Ted is running for city council.
In D.C.?
Yeah.
He should be. Hell, somebody from here that cares about the team here should be on the council. Not people from other places that don't give a damn about the team. Just saying.
I don't know that that's accurate, but.
Some people are.
Well, I don't know. I'm talking about Tailgate Ted. I don't know.
Okay,
what
I'm just saying. All right, then. Hey.
Jeff, what is – you interact with fans a ton. You just – walk around talking all the time.
That's what he does.
What has your sense from fans been?
Yo, well, I'm going to start from the kids to the grown folk.
Okay.
The kids. It's so refreshing to see younger fans happy to be around this team. You don't even have to – they could just see the name on the back of your jersey, and they're chanting your name. Even though most of it's for autographs, but still, people want them. People want to be here. Just the fact that the tickets sold out so quick, it shows that people want to be here. For the older fans, you can see the joy on their face now that they have an organization that's been run correct. I mean, you have grown men, Jaden, yeah. On the sideline with the kids, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's refreshing. It just feels like something different is coming. And we know it is.
Yeah. The thing that JP always talked about, where, like, you go see all the young kids that were wearing all these jerseys from other teams.
Yeah, man.
Today, you see fives and 17s all over the place. And that tells you a lot. You finally have someone in the position that people give a damn about.
Totally.
You know, before that, we had more 15 and 8 jerseys. You know, because they, listen, the kids in this area was getting Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Now they like, mama, I'll take one of those burgundy five shirts.
Right.
You know, so it makes a world of difference, man.
Let's check in. The one and only wild card Scotty's on the line. Scotty, you been out here? Crazy ass.
No, I haven't. That's what
You're
I'm
still
asking
a fan.
About.
He ain't coming out here.
Well, no, I am coming out. I text you yesterday. What would be the best day to bring my boys out there?
I believe you already have tickets?
Don't worry about me. I'll get tickets.
Okay.
I think Kids Day is this weekend. So, Lanville, do you think Jeff should come to Kids Day?
You just called
me Jeff. Sounds like it.
No, I was talking about Jeff. Kids Day is Saturday, but it also says it's sold out. So, I don't know if there's a secondary.
There's no way for Scotty to make it happen.
Are you asking me and B to make it happen? Because I'm telling you, it's hard. I don't think I'll be able to.
I don't got connections. I was leaning on you.
I love that Scotty's like, oh,
how
I
you
can
gonna
get
say
tickets.
Scotty gonna make it happen, and you gonna call somebody and ask them on air what they could do for you?
Come on, you know
that was some whack crap you just tried right there.
Good luck, bud. I don't think we can help you much, but I bet Kids Day will be awesome.
Hey, that's just like now you got to call. Hey, I got to get who you got to get him for Scotty. you think they don't listen to this radio show, Scotty?
They got 3 days left: August 2nd, August 4th, and August 10th. It says all three are sold out, dude. So August 2nd is open to the public, Kids Day. August 4th is season ticket member only, friends and family, and August 10th is Military Appreciation Day.
Mm.
So 3 more days, man, and then preseason games. You can always watch them there. Let's see. Rusty is in Delaware. What's up, Rusty? You been out to camp yet?
Hey, fellas. What's going on? How y'all doing today? Besides looking a little hot, man, on this stream, I'm just going to say.
It's hot.
It's hot, dude.
I know one thing. What I learned today, Rusty, don't take a shower and put lotion on. Don't even put lotion on. The sun going to take care of that. I was sweating like hell today.
I haven't been to camp. Jackson and I are coming over on Thursday, but
okay,
I did want to kind of piggyback a little bit off of what you had said and what Jeff had said. Obviously, tremendous. I've been a season ticket holder since the other guy owned the team, and just a tremendous flip in damn near everything, from a game day experience to the training camp experience to my interaction with legends experience. I'm just going to say that it's a total night and day difference from the past to the present. But the big thing about the kids, man, and I will say this, is like, I'm a collector of our, you know, memorabilia and stuff, but I'm not insane crazy over autographs. And as Brian knows, I have a 10-year-old son who is insane crazy over autographs. That's what it's all about. So if there's adults that are hearing my voice that are making their way out to training camp, like, just remember, guys, like, this is for those little folks. They love so much to be up there and interacting with them players. Trust me, I know. My son, we used to tailgate in the parking lot and do that whole thing. Now we're standing at the gates when the moment that they are open so he can get in there. And hopefully Terry McLaurin will sign, you know, the 17th different autograph that he signed for him. But what I'm getting at is you adults that are coming out there, it's going to be hot. It's going to be whatever. Don't get yourself frustrated. Don't try to put yourself – don't be a 50-year-old kid – realize that the next generation of the burgundy and gold, we have to start building that foundation right now, and it looks like this ownership group has done a good job of committing to that. So, yeah, let's make sure that this is for the kids. Let them have a great time. That's what I got to say, boys.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Rusty. Appreciate the call. I'm with that. Speaking of the ownership group, I don't know if you've noticed this, B, but I saw Marjorie Harris and Josh's daughter Hannah here today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've seen Josh here yet. Have you?
I haven't. But then again, I'm not around like I was all the time last year. I'm doing all kind of crap, so he could have been, and I didn't see him. But I hadn't seen him, though.
I saw Mitch Rails one day, but kind of interesting. I'm just that. You think you and I are busy? What do you think that dude's schedule is like?
Man, look, they are working, bro. All you got to do is come out here and look. Those people are working. Believe that.
Well, so I don't know if you've heard this, but in construction, there are three things you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want quality, you want it to get done fast, and you want the best possible price. But you can never get all three. So generally, you get quality and slow, so you get a good price.
Mm-hmm.
You get quality and good price. Or you get cheap and fast, but it's not going to be quality.
Mm-hmm.
These people are getting all of it.
They're doing both. Because I don't think they...
They're paying.
I think when you want quality, you understand it may take a little time. So you go into it with that mindset. What they've done over this offseason, when the season ended and they started working on stuff, they completely took everybody out of this building and put everybody over there. And when they decided to move the people back to this building, they could not only got rid of the temporary areas that they put up, they put a brand new bubble up.
Right.
They got rid of that old dingy one, and they put up a pure white one now. You know, so they have a plan, bro. And I don't think their plan is about what's going to be done in a certain amount of time. It's like when it's done, it's going to be right. And, yes, we may be leaving out of this place soon, but while we're here, damn it, we're going to enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a different mindset when it's like, yeah, we know this isn't the long term. And I'm not entirely convinced that staying here in Ashburn isn't the long term plan. I think they're just so focused on the stadium that they're not really entertaining the Ashburn conversation right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're going to want to stay out in this part of the world no matter what, out here by Dulles. The football operations loves having an airport right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got people coming in and out all the time. But this land, you drive around out here, and these data centers, like, this land wasn't made for you and me. It was made for data centers.
It ain't cheap.
So I do wonder what you could do with this much land out here. People that don't come out here, I don't think you could possibly conceptualize how many data centers there are and how many more are getting built.
Just imagine this, Jay. I moved here in 90. When you come out this way, the lanes were like this, just one way, one each way. Wasn't all this extra stuff. And now, look, it is completely different, dude. Hell, the Dulles Toll Road was probably just two lanes. All that stuff you see now, I ain't been there.
Right.
It's changed, man.
There is a lot going on, man.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot going on. And it's very interesting. If anybody wants to hit us up, 800-636-1067. One thing I thought they've done really well, and I imagine this takes some, like, legit logistical efforts. The parking has been smooth.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, they don't run out of parking. And I think they finally realized.
Because they limited the people.
Yo, just limit the amount of tickets to what you can have parking. Remember when people were parking up at Dulles Town Center? What a mess that was. And that, like, I think they're doing that correctly. It seems like they got, I don't know, good food options. I haven't heard any complaints.
It was a ton of trucks back over there in that the area where they got the tents. There were a ton of food trucks.
Like, I know that.
My man Kyle was over there because Kyle is always in the has the barbecue over there during the games on Sundays.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You know what? I imagine they're not allowed to, or perhaps it's just so damn early. Like, I'm almost surprised people aren't tailgating. Just at their cars out there in the parking lot.
It's so early, though. What time are you going to get here if you're going to tailgate? Practice starts at 8.
Well, it appears that next week, the next practice sessions are going to go back to 9.
Okay.
We don't know. Listen, what's the weather? When are we out here again? Thursday?
Yeah.
So we're out here Thursday, Saturday, Monday, I think. And then we're on the road. So Thursday's weather, it might rain and it might be over 90. Maybe they will kick it back to 8 a.m. I don't mind the 8 a.m. I don't think players mind. Occasionally I do mind the heat, and I know the answer to the heat.
Yep, Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, you need to turn the Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in mere seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
That's right. The Rood systems, man, they are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, clanging around in the ducts in the middle of the night. It's just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Our boy Jimbo, Mr. Rood, saying that he could come out and keep this tent cool.
I mean, bring it, baby.
If you could keep this tent cool, that's like building the Eiffel Tower. That's the Mona Lisa, man. This joint is hot, and if there's any systems that could do it, it would be Rood. Why? The variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control. That's the problem in D.C. is the damn humidity. If you control that, your house is going to feel perfect. B, plus, you got to tell everybody about the cash, man. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right. I love this song. My favorite bit you do, Landfill. Brian?
Yo.
40 days until Washington football's on the field.
Alvin Walton days.
That's who I posted.
Alvin Walton days.
I was
going to
ask you who you think I should post.
A-Dub.
I got a picture of him laying out an Eagles receiver.
Bro, that dude right there is a hit dude, man.
God. All right, I got a couple of tweets I want to read here. Grant and Danny are coming your way next. I imagine those boys are fired up. Was Grant out here this morning? I don't know if I saw him.
I ain't seen him.
He had to ice up his arm after throwing yesterday.
Yeah.
Jeff Wade tweeted me, said, I got excited when both my kids got Doug Williams' autograph and B. Mitch.
Oh, wow.
I love that Doug goes around and signs because he's signing for kids, and you're connecting like generations of Burgundy and Gold fans.
I was told a story about him yesterday. When he got the level of respect he deserved from this team, and when I heard that, I was like, you know what, I ride with these people.
That's cool.
Dude broke down and cried, bro.
That's cool.
Cause they tried to screw him with when Ronald was here. You know, I didn't like that. So hey,
I got another tweet that is more relevant to you than me. I gotta hustle over this bridge. Let's hope everything is operational in good old Tyson's Corner. I got babies to pick up. But someone named Gene Kassman, Brian.
Said what?
345 at Raspberry Falls?
345? Tell Gene, I'd be on the back nine by then. I hope, Gene. So, 230. Got 233. Come on.
All right, there you have it, Gene.
I'm going out with my man, Duncan.
You got him driving over there?
I don't have to drive to him.
That's true.
Well, somebody got to drive.
Somebody's got to drive. And then one more tweet I wanted to share from Trisha Connell. She says, I have 4 tickets and parking for camp on Saturday, August 4th. I can't make it. Would love to donate to some kids. Ideas.
Man, look.
I tell you what, if you want to call into the station and leave your name and like an email address, we can think about it and try to find something.
Yeah. Because you can send them on – if somebody has a SeatGeek account, you can send it to them.
Yeah. Or, Trisha, if you just send me your email address, I can try to figure that out and see if we can help some kids out there. Trish, love the kids. Now,
what,
I did
– where's she going to send it to? You said send me.
She can just – I mean, she tweeted me. I saw the tweet.
Okay. That's now, not – oh, yeah, I should send that.
All right. One other thing I wanted to discuss today. It's National Chicken Wing Day.
Yeah.
We celebrated earlier.
Yeah.
Those were good. Just kind of the fried chicken, classic wings.
Yeah, I didn't put the what's called. I didn't want to get the sauce on it and get all soft and soggy.
Are you going to get more wings today to celebrate?
Probably not.
No?
No, I don't need no more. I had enough.
We had one.
You had one.
How many did you have?
I had 2. Maybe 3.
Okay. I only had the one.
Well, you JP, you eat one. You had a 6-ounce steak yesterday. I'm complaining about it. It was almost too much.
It was 10-ounce. Thank you.
6.
It was 10.
6.
Dog, if Glenn or Carlos are listening, it was 10. It's on the menu. It's
you ate the whole thing?
The ribeye filet.
Did you take any home?
No.
Did you leave some of it? You ate it all?
I did not take any home.
You did, but you didn't leave it. You didn't eat it all.
There was like a bite left.
It was 3 ounces at least.
No way.
Yes.
Two. Tops.
You're a bird, dog.
Landfill, are you a ranch or a blue cheese guy?
Blue cheese is disgusting.
How will you celebrate Chicken Wing Day, Landfill?
I probably won't, to be perfectly honest.
What are you going to eat if not chicken wings?
Cauliflower. Cauliflower. I'm going to eat like wings.
Yeah, I might eat some cauliflower.
I'll take the under on cauliflower eating.
I know he's not. He's lying. He's going to get him some wings, dog. You know that, Landy. Landy, my dog.
I think I'm going to get some wings today to celebrate. I think it's only appropriate.
Have fun.
Yeah. You're going to play golf. Off day tomorrow. What is a player's mindset when they've got an off day after three hot-ass days, first time in pads?
The more of the veteran guy is going to try to relax and try to get ready. The younger guy is trying to look for something to go have some fun.
You think they're going out tonight?
Damn. I don't know about necessarily going out, but I think, well, they may find a place. Somebody got a house already here. They can go hang out at one of their guys' house and just relax and let their hair down a little bit.
Like play cards?
Cards, you know. Maybe a little Blu-ray. You know, a little CeeLo.
What side of that fence were you usually on? The chill out, rest, or?
I would hang out with the guys, and that was enough. We would sit out there. We would play cards. We would play Blu-ray. You know, got haircut, all kind of stuff.
I wonder if anybody's playing golf tomorrow of these guys.
I guarantee you, I know one guy that probably will be.
You're going to check the app?
On a scale of 1 to, on the numbers from 1 to 15, his number's in there. And no, 1 to 40, it'd be two of them probably.
1 to 40, you got two of them.
Yeah.
Huh.
They both play one phase of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am confident. Yeah, that sounds pretty close to right. It was good to see Noah Brown back out there. I thought he played well. He talked after about, you know, being banged up a little here and there, but feeling a lot better.
Yeah.
Especially with this 17 situation, you need Brown out there, man.
Totally.
And like even just to push Trey Amos, who's learning what NFL receivers are like. You know what I mean?
And
like,
learning against Noah is a good one, though, because Noah's rough, dog.
That's a tough dude.
Yeah, he doesn't just let you cover. He's no. gonna you wake up and you go, damn, I was in a fight.
He's gonna force the issue.
Hell yeah.
2 days until preseason football, 37 days until NFL football, 40 days till Commanders versus Giants week 1. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Nikki Javala from The Athletic for joining us. Thank you to Barstool Nate from Barstool Sports for joining us. We're back tomorrow, Neil Greenberg. We're going to talk some stadium. And B, perhaps most importantly, we're going to be in the prison cell, which hopefully the air.
No, but that may be hotter than it is out here. You know how we get done over there.
It could be hotter than it is here or
yes.
colder than Iceland.
The 980 air conditioning was broken today.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Don't tell me that.
Well, you know what? The 1067 air conditioning looks like it never works on a daily basis anyway. Or somebody turns it off.
Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. B. Mitch owes you some fried catfish.